We're going to reconvene the Prudential Committee meeting being held today on March 8th at Freedom Hall. And we're going to move forward with an interview with Melissa Abrams. Welcome. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Can you start by telling us a little bit about the Oyster Harbors Club? And what is the club? And, you know, I go by it on the boat, and I know that there's a club there, but what exactly does the club do?
It's actually a private club. There's 400 members that live on the island, and there's no cash involved. So we do all the billing ourselves. Everything is done in-house. Very strict club with attire, no jeans, no white jeans, no sandals. Very premier.
Sounds like it's not very much fun.
Very premier club.
Yeah.
It really is.
So I know there's a golf course and a clubhouse. And
a day camp, a beach,
okay.
A tennis. And then we have our own golf maintenance department and a pro shop.
And I know the island's private, and I'm just trying to get a sense of that. So do you... Is part of the club management of the roads and maintenance of the roads and
there's
the
two different departments.
Infrastructure.
There's an Oyster Harbors Club and there's an Oyster Harbor Services.
Okay.
Services is the one that actually maintains the houses and the island, security, all that, maintaining of the roads and trees. And the only thing we do is maintain the golf course itself.
Thank
what's
you
the
much.
What's the size of the financial group that you're part of?
Millions of dollars.
No, in terms of numbers and folks.
Numbers of people.
Oh,
in your office.
About 500 in the summertime, and then we go down to 12.
On the financial staff alone, how many people?
How many 12. People do you work with? 12.
Oh, two. It's only me and another girl.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm the accountant, and I work with the controller.
I got you.
And that's the only, we maintain everything.
I got you.
Very busy office.
Compare the COM, which you spent some number of years in, number of very fine recommendations from, and Oyster Harbors in terms of the work content.
Oh, totally, totally different. I'm more on the government side, and that's basically what I grew up with, is the government part of accounting, the cash accounting. Over at Oyster Harbors, it's a cool accounting.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally different. Mm. I know all the federal and state laws and municipalities. I've been going to school at UMass Amherst, and I'm only like two classes away from being a certified treasurer.
Great.
So it's like I'm up to date with all the federal laws, and I take classes every single year. I'm a member of the Fred Pryor, and I have all my certificates here.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, I keep up to date, and I think that's very important. And one of the things at Oyster Harbors Club, I brought to them a lot of my knowledge of the laws and everything, and how things should be done, like work permits for kids and a lot of things that they really weren't aware of, and I think it's because they're isolated on the island.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? They're not really, it's like, oh, no one can come out here. It's high security. Well, you know what? There are auditors that do come out, and they're actually there right now down this week here.
Mm. Are those public accountants or state auditors?
Public.
Public.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're from the Boston area.
So what is it about the job in Kituit that's attracted you?
Oh, I just love the assistant treasurer position. As I was doing it, I'm going to backtrack a little ways.
Please
I
do.
Started off in municipality in human resources, which I loved. And that was only part-time because I had my daughter at the time. I moved up to full-time in the accounting office where I did payroll, accounts payable, budgets, and all that, and I really enjoyed that. From there, when I went to COM, it's like I learned the treasurer end of it, doing the direct deposits, doing the actual transfers, the journal entries, and all that. And I always said to myself, if I could find a job and put all three of those together, it would be my perfect job. And I shouldn't say job, I'm not looking for a job, I'm looking for a career. Wherever I go is where I want to stay. You know, I'm not one to keep moving around. And from working at COM, I heard a lot of good stuff about Kootuat. And the reason why I left COM is because I moved up to New Hampshire. I really did love my job at COM, they didn't want to see me go. And I moved up there for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't like the weather up there, the winters were way too long. So here I am, I'm back here, and I actually had 3 job interviews, one with Town of Mashpee, Town of Brewster, and Oyster Harbors. I picked Oyster Harbors because it was the closest.
Mm-hmm.
However, once I got there, it's just like I'm more of a municipal, my background is in municipal accounting.
Mm-hmm.
And I never realized that there was a difference between the two.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to come back to municipal accounting. When I saw this job offer, actually Captain Rude went inside the fire department at COM. My daughter has my job at COM Fire. And it's so ironic because he went in there, and because I worked with Captain Rude. He was a captain. I call him Captain Rude because that's how I know him from mm-hmm. COM. Chief Rude. And he went in there and he said to my daughter, do you know anybody that wants to be an assistant treasurer? My daughter goes, it's funny you ask, because my mom was talking about coming back as assistant treasurer. And she came home and she told me about it.
Oh,
and I said, how ironic is that? So here I am.
So you actually didn't see it in a newspaper or?
I actually did after she mentioned it to me. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. I always check on the MMA website. I don't know if you're familiar with that, the Mass Municipal.
No. We're going to use it, but we're trying to react quickly. And
oh yeah, that's understandable.
We didn't choose to use that. Tell me a little bit about the payroll process at the COM and your role in it.
I did everything from start to finish. I did the new hire orientations from the time they were hired till the time they passed away. They came to see me when they were ready to retire. I put them on retirement. I kept up with their health insurance. And then once they passed away, it was my responsibility to take them off, give their benefit of the life insurance. So everything, right from start to finish. I did all the payroll deductions. I paid the monthly end deductions, the garnishments. I did the ACH payments for federal and state taxes. You name it, W-2s, 1099s. I communicated with the vendors. I maintained the website. We used WordPress. I did that. I was also a notary. I posted the agendas for the credential meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I actually took the minutes. I typed up the minutes, and then it went for approval at the next credential meeting. Mm-hmm. Then I posted the minutes on the websites. Another off-the-wall thing I did, I took care of the streetlights in the district.
Yeah.
The residents would call me to report a streetlight outage, and then Eversource used to own them, but then we ended up buying them for a box. So in my community, I think Siemens is the one that took over, so I worked very closely with Siemens.
And that was a full-time job down at COM?
Yes, it was, yes.
Are you going to be happy with a part-time job here in a smaller district where you may not have all of that busy, keep yourself busy every day kind of thing?
I always find something to do. I'm a big spreadsheet person. I believe in working smarter, not harder, and it's heaven forbid if something happened to me in an accident, any one of you could walk into my desk and this is where it is. It's just the type of, it's in my blood. I actually have a report card at home when I was in kindergarten. I never went out for recess. This is a true story. Never went out for recess. I would organize my crayons in alphabetical order. So that's what, I know I sound like such a geek, but it's in my blood. You know what
right.
I mean? Everything has a home.
Well, you enjoyed the job at COM, but can you pick out one or two of your favorite things at the COM?
Numbers. I'm a very analytical person. With numbers, you're either right or wrong. Whereas you write a letter, we all wrote letters before. Does that sound right? You know, it's Whereas numbers, it's like, and I find every penny. And that's one thing at Oyster Harvest that I'm having a hard time with because, oh, a couple hundred dollars, don't worry about it. It's like, yeah, that's not the way municipalities work.
No.
And it's like,
no.
I think that's why they like having me there, yeah, too. It's like, I will look for that right down to the penny. Even if it's 5 cents, I gotta find that five. It's in there.
No.
I have to find it. And that's just the type of person that I...
So you needless to say, you still balance your checkbook.
Absolutely, and I still write checks, too.
So I have to follow up on what is the least favorite part of your job in municipal work, did you find?
Public speaking.
Okay.
I can't really speak in front of a whole bunch of people. I'm used to...
Not a big requirement.
Interviews, you know, yeah. So I think that's more the norm now, but get me like 100 people in this room and I wouldn't be able to...
That, fortunately, is not an integral
right,
part,
not
of
part of the
exactly.
job description.
But I do have to follow up with Stan and talk again about COM. It's a big outfit, a lot going on over there. Not to say that the work that our fire chief does isn't important, but the volume isn't quite the same. And it would be a step back, if you will. And I'd just like to hear you reflect on that.
Absolutely. I'm not looking to leave Oyster Harvest. I work 32 hours, anywhere from 32 to 40 hours. They would like to keep me more to 32. And when I went there, it's like I was very, very busy because I kind of like... I don't want to say cleaned up everything, but I organized them. So mm-hmm. they work a lot more efficiently now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am down to 32 now, and I am looking for another part-time job. And when I saw this, and Chief Rude had mentioned that it was 25 hours a week, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was like, well, I can finagle both of those because over there I can work Saturdays and Sundays.
Oh, so you'd stay at Oyster Harbor?
I would stay, yeah. Do the two part-time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a lot of hours.
It is. I'm planning on working like maybe 7 days a week because they're open 7 days a week.
I see.
You know, once they're open during their season, which is April through December.
Okay.
Okay, so... Is your office open during the winter months, though? Must
it
be.
Is.
You must
yeah,
have some.
Monday through Friday,
okay.
we're busy.
Okay.
But this winter here, I basically cleaned up everything. I made things a lot easier for them. So it's...
Do they bring on any seasonal assistance for you when the members are in? No.
What questions do you have about Kituit? Operations or us?
How long was the last employee employed in this position?
About 5 years.
Okay, and why did they leave?
Hasn't left yet. Tony will be retiring.
Oh, nice.
I'll miss her.
Did anybody in house apply? Anybody?
Yes, yeah. Yes. We had probably 8 or so resumes and you're on the short list of 3 or so.
Oh, thank
but,
you.
No, I think she was asking in-house. So nobody, there's really
nobody else would have
been.
I was hoping
I'm sorry,
anybody would have stepped up.
No, there's
no one to step up.
Oh, well, okay.
So there were no other in-house applications.
It's you and the treasurer.
Yeah, basically, it's Ray and the assistant.
Oh, okay.
In that department.
And... We're both part-time,
okay.
So it as opposed to, I'm sure you've got about 3 or 4 full-time staff at COM and need that kind of...
It was actually 2 of us. It was the treasurer and the assistant treasurer.
Oh, okay.
We were both
full-time,
so
okay.
And then we had the 3 prudential committee.
Yeah, so it would be the same setup, but just both part-time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it come with health insurance? Do you guys offer health insurance?
Not for this position.
Okay. Yeah. So I have health insurance right now at Oyster Harvest, so that would work.
Oh, okay.
specific hours or days that you're looking? I'm just trying to...
Well, I think we'd like to establish some standard hours, just so that the taxpayers have questions, and we really need a resource there to respond to those questions. I'm not there that often, so it would need someone to be there.
So how, what hours is Tony, hours and days is Tony?
Tony is there 18 hours a week, but she's limited in terms of her hours because of her earning limitation. So she maxed at 18 hours. We've wanted to increase it, but she can't. She has a Social Security limitation.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So when we're replacing her, we're replacing someone at 24 hours a week.
24 hours, okay.
Does Tony have a set schedule?
She does. She's there 3 days a week from 9 to 3.
That's what I was figuring, doing 3 days here and 2 days over there, plus the 2 days on the weekends over there.
Mm-hmm.
That would work for, okay. I just want to make sure we're on the same page. Okay. Are you part of Boswell County Retirement?
Yeah, you would be part of that. You may even know better than I. Coming back as a part-time person, I think...
11% is what they start off at. I think they just passed a new law.
They
went from 9 plus 2, because it used to be 9 plus 2 over 30,000, and now anybody who left has to come back at 11% plus the 2 over 30,000.
Okay.
So you are part of the Boswell County Retirement?
Oh, yes. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, that's perfect. Because I know one of my other beefs from working over there is from doing my taxes. I realized they passed a law that you can't collect retirement from a municipality and Social Security too.
Right.
It's, as you know, it's like, so I'll never get my Social Security back that I'm putting in over there.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to build my...
It's an offset.
Right. Mm-hmm. I need to put money back into my Boswell County retirement, which I didn't think about when I took that job.
Melissa, what are your wage expectations?
19 to 25. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, right now I'm making $28 over there,
mm-hmm.
with a raise coming up in June.
Okay. All right, I think that that's within our range.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else?
No, I'm fine. I'm very, honestly, I'm very impressed with you.
Thank you very much.
My only concern is it's a little scary when you're coming from such a challenging job at Calm to some job that's less challenging. I'm just wondering, your longevity here, honestly.
Well, I'm going to be keeping that job there, so that's kind of like my challenge, mm-hmm. over there.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, there'll be some challenges here. You'll have to straighten me out. So.
Yeah. 50, yeah, I mean, 57 hours
true.
A week is enough to keep anybody, really.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter's on her own, so it's kind of like just me. So if I work 7 days a week, that's good for me. It keeps me out of the refrigerator.
Okay.
Hear you.
Better than other places.
That's right. I don't drink. I don't smoke. Oh, I go to church on Sundays, but.
Well, you're gonna have to work that into your schedule if you get this position.
I have to start going Saturday nights. Can I have one more question?
Sure.
How long will it take you to make a decision?
Probably less than a week.
Oh, okay.
Hoping to have a little bit of training time.
Yes, yeah, an overlap between Tony. And it's really, based on your background, it would probably be just familiarizing yourself with the operations in that office.
What kind of financial program do you use?
VADAR.
Oh, okay.
It's a municipal system. I'm sure it's not the same caliber as Munis?
I've used Munis and KVS.
KVS, I'm really not that familiar with Munis either.
Oh, okay.
But it's adequate for a small municipality or small district, but it's probably not as sophisticated as Munis.
Okay.
You can probably come up with some improvements.
Yeah.
If you wrote code.
I'll have to research it. I've never actually heard of the town.
It's mass-based, and so it's geared for the UMass manual.
Oh, okay. Are they located right here in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And okay. They have a helpline. We would plan to do is have someone come down for a day of training. And I think most of the stuff you would pick up then based on that.
Okay.
Particularly since you're familiar with the municipal operations.
Right.
And so learning that system would be pretty straightforward.
Okay. Sounds good. Just trying to think if I have any other questions. Are you guys part of the Massachusetts Collectors and Treasurers Association?
I'm not.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
I was planning on joining that, and in fact, I've got the brochure sitting on my desk.
Oh, you do? Yeah. Okay. Okay, I think that's all you have a website? Yes, I
yep.
did go on because mm-hmm. I printed your budget report here. It's real.
Yep.
I did my homework before I came.
Great.
I think that's about it. That's
great.
All.
Super.
Great.
Thank you very much for coming in
this afternoon
and finding
Thank
us here
you.
At Freedom Hall. So I am going to temporarily adjourn,
recess,
sorry, thank you, the meeting.
Good.
Oh, thank you.
Like, I can't even say anything.
Hi.
well, thank you. Not getting into Compass Athletics enough. No, I didn't stop it. I didn't stop it just because we weren't. I'm going to reconvene the Kituit Fire District Prudential Committee meeting being held at Freedom Hall on March 8th. We have candidate Patricia Casey with us now. Thank you very much for coming. Okay, sorry.
There's another meeting at 4:30, and I think people...
Yeah, we'll just hold up for a moment.
Early, yes.
So we have plenty of time to talk about things. I'll wait till Stan comes back so he can hear your response.
Alrighty. So you're currently a principal division assistant with the Town of Barnstable DPW. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
DPW, as you know, is a very busy place, especially this time of year. I've been there just about 2 years, working in the Structures and Grounds Division, and most of my tasks there are opening up purchase orders, paying all the bills, handling any type of discrepancies on bills, a lot of interdepartment changes. I also oversee the whole budget for each one of our subdivisions. So for the cemeteries, Hyannis Youth Community Center, I think we have about 6 different divisions. So I oversee the budget and monitor that for them as well. That is the, I'd say, 90% of my position there, and then the 10% is kind of free for all. Whatever they throw at me, I get to do. And I don't mind that either. Sometimes it's nice to have a change.
Tell me a little bit about the you mentioned payroll, and of course you were involved in payroll back at Sandwich, and you mentioned it again. Tell me a little bit about the current payroll and what your role is in that process.
Well, what I do, in Sandwich, we did our own payroll. So that was all done through a QuickBooks program that we used. Mm-hmm. And then we submitted it to the town, and the town actually cut the checks for us. Okay. Through DPW, what we do is we use the town system, UNIS system. Well, we have two. We use a time clock manager, where people punch in,
right,
and then that gets transported into the town system, UNIS. Mm-hmm. And I do the payroll every other week. We balance it between me and another girl just to keep our hands going. So we offset it every other week and we input the payroll. Sometimes we have to add more than just their hours. We do a lot of work for other departments again, so we're putting in other departments' budget codes of which to charge those things, so it is a little more detailed. And again, then the town is the one who's actually cutting the check and producing the check out of the process.
Okay. Do you use warrants at DPW?
Yes.
What's that process like?
I apologize, I take that back. At DPW, we do not do a whole lot of warrants. At the school, we use the warrants more. Mm-hmm. And that was, the school committee met every other week, so any of our billing would get put on a warrant. That warrant would be submitted to the school committee for them to review and sign off on before mm-hmm. they could actually cut checks and be mailed out to those vendors.
Okay. Are you familiar with the UMass manual?
No, I am not familiar with that.
Not a big thing. Questions, I read your resume. You were involved in bookkeeping back at Sandwich, and now you've moved on and really broadened the scope of activities. there's a very strong element of bookkeeping in this position. What are your thoughts about reprising that old role that you had?
I enjoy the bookkeeping. The position I took now just didn't involve that, but my whole key was to be back in some type of community position in a town or school. Mm-hmm. But I love bookkeeping. That's what I went to school for, was bookkeeping and accounting. So going back to it, it doesn't bother me. I enjoy it very much.
Good. What's the favorite part of your job now?
My favorite part, actually, believe it or not, is paying the bills. It's quite a process. It's a challenging process, but I like it quite a bit. Because of the different departments, the budget codes, the bills are quite a unique process, the way they do it in Barnstable compared to the way we did it in Sandwich, mm-hmm. Which is always neat to see how each town does something different. But paying the bills there is, I don't know, I really enjoy it. It gets down to it, like balancing those accounts. Again, being in accounting, I like having it balanced. So being able to pay the bills and know that each one, it's taken me 2 years to finally get 106 accounts, Eversource accounts straight with the town. And I pride myself now very much on keeping those. I don't want them to go back to what I came into. So I enjoy doing that, making sure everything is, the statements and balances and checks are all there.
Mm-hmm.
I get a sense of pride from seeing that at the end of the day, that it is checked off and it coordinates.
Okay.
Is your current position a full-time position?
Yes, it is a full-time.
So are you aware that this is a part-time position?
I am aware it's a part-time position. I've struggled over the last year or so with whether I wanted to stay full-time or not. It's not that I don't want to, but my parents are aging, and I'd like to have the time to spend a little bit more with them at this point. I can work the rest of my life, but they're not going to be here, so they're going to be my priority now.
Okay. And 24 hours a week would allow you to fit that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
What are your hours now?
I work 7 to 3:30 now.
So that's
every day.
40 hours a week?
Yeah.
How many people in your office? Like, if you understand what I'm saying, you know, the town of Barnstable, but
exactly. Right. In, as far as other office workers, there's me and two other ladies, and then of course there's the whole building's mm-hmm. crew. Mm-hmm. But as far as office personnel, it's just me and two other ladies in the office.
Are you located at the Hyannis campus, or?
Yeah, I'm right on Pitcher's Way, the corner of Pitcher's Way in Route 28, just before you get to the highway department.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We're right there. Okay. Now, I do have a question for you on the 24 hours a week. Do you do that on an everyday basis? Is it so many days a week? How do you normally?
Right now, the current incumbent is there 3 days a week,
okay,
6 hours a day, trying to expand that.
Okay.
So we're flexible, but we did want to have a set time
yep.
that the person would be there so that questions from the public were able to respond to those.
Absolutely.
I'm not full-time. I'm there on a part-time basis, so we really need a presence in that office, on a consistent basis.
Yep. Okay. Absolutely.
In 2003, you left the Sandwich bookkeeping position. I was wondering why you left the position at that time.
Actually, I got a promotion. I moved from the bookkeeper's position to the food director's position, and then I stayed in that position for about 10 years. And the only reason I left is because, like most schools, they've started to outsource into service companies like Sodexo and those. It's just a financially better situation for the schools not to run their own cafeterias yeah. anymore. So
the food didn't improve, but
no.
Are you familiar with any of the guess, the accounting systems, that what you, what is the accounting system that we use?
VEDAR.
What's the name of it?
VEDAR. You use it. It's a, I don't know Munis, but from what I understand, it's a smaller
version of that.
Less sophisticated version.
Okay.
Of Munis.
Okay. I'm a pretty quick study as well. So even if it is a new system, Munis I'd never used until I went to the town of Barnstable. Sandwich did not use that. So it's, most of the systems are pretty similar in mm-hmm. how they run.
Yes.
So you can kind of jump in and figure it out from there.
And what system did you use at Sandwich?
Sandwich, because the lunch program was separate, we used QuickBooks to do our payroll in, because we ran our own account there.
And back when you were doing the bookkeeping, what system did the school?
And still, with the lunch program, they used their own bookkeeping system, and they used QuickBooks in that.
Okay. Wage expectations.
Normally for something like this, I usually look around the $20 an hour mark. I don't know, you know, where you guys are in that. I am a little flexible, but that's normally where I try and look around that.
That's
right.
That's fine. Any other questions for us?
I do have one question. Are you part of Barnstable County still, or are you completely separate by yourself?
It's a good question.
We are a separate municipal entity.
Mm-hmm.
There are four fire districts
right.
in the town of Barnstable. They're all separate units. We impose taxes on our taxpayers to support the fire department and water department operations here in Kituit.
Okay.
We are, in essence, have all the responsibilities that a town would have
right.
With less of the trappings, shall we say.
Okay.
We have the Prudential Commission, commissioners, who serve as kind of the town council. We also have fire commissioners and water commissioners that oversee those two departments more directly.
Okay.
And your position would really work for all three of those?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Good point. Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't think I have any further questions.
Right. Well, I think.
Well, thank you very much.
Your resume was very informative and.
Well, thank,
yes,
you
thank
very
you for
much
coming.
For taking the time to meet with me. I appreciate it.
Thank
and
you very
for
much
rescheduling
for coming
for me. I appreciate you waiting for me.
That's
no
quite
problem.
All right. We,
I was praying that we weren't
out.
Getting the snow or bad
I know.
Weather today
I know.
On any of us. So.
Oh, we lucked out.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was very nice to see you.
Yes, nice to see you again. Tell Abby we said hello.
I will do that.
Thank you. Nice to see you. Nice to meet you, sir. Have a great day.
We'll recess the Prudential Committee meeting at 4:15. We adjourn the Prudential Committee meeting at 4:15.
I'll second the motion.
Oh. You second that? All in favor? Aye.